The modern warehouse known as warehouse and boxes involve the storing of different drugs in many boxes and enclosed in a single structure under a room temperature necessary to maintain the potency of the drugs. It will cost the U.S. government and the Global Fund's $5 million to complete the project. The structures are being sited beside the Federal Medical Stores, Oshodi, in a parcel of land covering 30,465 square meters, which was donated by the federal government. Shortly before performing the foundation laying ceremony, the Permanent Secretary, Federal Minister of Health, Mr. Linus Awute, described the initiative as the fruit of President Muhammadu Buhari's last month's trip to the United States.
We have started to see the gains of the visit of Mr. President to the United States of America.
We are trying to lead by example, ensuring that drugs that are procured by the federal government, drugs that are donated by donors and other development partners are protected.
In an address of welcome, the Director of Food and Drugs Control, Mrs. Gloria Chukwuma, said the construction of the new pharmaceutical warehouses were timely since the Federal Medical Stores, established in 1945, could no longer service the country's huge population.
Our stores here at Oshodi was converted to medical stores after the Second World War. Since then, new stores have not been built. There's increasing demand due to population increase. The Federal Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the development partners, agreed to address this challenge by building new warehouses here in Lagos and Abuja.
The USAID Mission Director, Mr. Mike Harvey, said the idea behind the project was to provide quality health care for Nigerians, stressing that his team will do everything it can to persuade the political class in the country to fund the health sector properly.
The key part is that what makes this system work is the role of the private sector in terms of warehouse management, but more particularly transportation.
Mr. Harvey also gave assurance that innovative methods will be brought forward to make sure that the drugs were distributed to over 7,000 health facilities across the country. The U.S. government recently intervened by renovating the Federal Medical Stores in Oshodi, providing modern facilities like air conditioners, among others, in the Pioneer Medical Stores. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.